From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Alexander Pushkin's verse novel Yevgeny Onyegin, or Eugene Onyegin, is to the Russians what Dante is to the Italians and Shakespeare is to the English. It's the seminal literary work of a culture, and everybody in Russia knows Yevgeny Onyegin. Tchaikovsky's opera with the libretto by the composer was first given in 1879, and he called it Lyric Scenes. Here, in a nutshell, is the story. Boy meets girl. Girl falls head over heels in love with boy who is indifferent to her and to just about everything. Her sister is in love with a rather impetuous, temperamental boy from the neighborhood. So there are two couples, both rather tenuous. Girl writes indifferent boy a long letter spilling out her soul. He rejects her and meanwhile flirts at a ball with the sister, whose impetuous, hot-headed boyfriend challenges boy to a duel. Impetuous hothead is killed in the duel, and eventually, girl makes a marriage to the head of St. Petersburg society, the Prince Grenin. When she is the Princess Gremina, Onyegin meets her again and falls deeply in love with her, but she says, I am now a married woman, and she sends him away. So basically, we have this hothead tenor called Lenski and his beloved Olga, and Olga's sister Tatiana, who is the leading figure in the opera, whose letter scene is one of the great masterpieces of Russian opera. And we have the title character, the baritone Eugene Onyegin, who is a cynical, rather heartless fool who at the end realizes that he has lost out. The tenor dies in this opera in the second act, but the opera belongs to the soprano and to the baritone. There are two wonderful cameo roles in this. The old dancing master, Monsieur Triquet, who sings couplets in French at the ball at Madame Larina's, and Prince Grémin himself, the elderly husband of Tatiana, who can only sing of his great love for his wife. Boris Goldovsky was the Russian-born American impresario, conductor, musician, and raconteur. Once he was describing a production of Eugene Onyegin that he directed in Boston in the late 1950s. We were very excited in the theater. My mother was there, my father was there in the front row. And as you know, every Russian schoolchild knows that when Tatiana comes to the ball, she wears a cherry-colored feather in her hat. Well, you can imagine the shock when Phyllis Curtin came on stage as Tatiana with a pink feather in her cap. Mother and father were very shocked by this. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.